Woo! Chatty Bobby, 11:30. Episode 25 of the Chatty Bobcast. Hashtag quarter million. You know what I'm saying? Quarter million. Now, this is a re-record. I recorded an episode on the way home from work the other day, and it was the most ridiculous one I've ever done. And when I went to upload it, I didn't think to check about the audio quality because it's always good. I uploaded it, and it sounded like I'm recording in the devil's butthole. I don't know what happened. I don't know what caused it to sound like it was a voicemail from a flip phone in 2006, but it was not acceptable. So I tried to re-record one in the car yesterday, and it just wasn't vibing. You know what I mean? Hashtag it's a vibe. So I figured, let me try it for the quarter million episode, for the 25th episode, quarter of a century. Why don't I try to record one while I'm just chilling, playing Madden, and just see what comes out of it? If you're listening to it, then it made the cut. If you're not, then you're never going to hear it. Well, that made a lot of sense. So, I mean, we're just trying to make things better in life, you know? Things are going good, man. We're putting out content like it's cook crack on the Chatty Bobby 1130 channel. Between the Madden and NBA 2K gameplay videos, as well as the Battle Rap blogging videos, it's really starting to take off. And then horror genre, I not post a lot. That's how you talk, isn't it? If you're grown, I haven't been posting a hell of a lot, but in the month of October, that's all going to change. We're doing a 31 days of horror. I'm going to review a movie a day for each day of October. So that equals 31. That'll be 31 reviews. So what I'm doing is pre-recording them in chunks and then scheduling them out to release every day when I get extra time, because I work, you know, full time, and then I'm doing a little bit of everything. So I'm trying to kind of get a bunch of stuff situated for that shit right there. Look forward to that on the channel. And if you're not subscribed to the Triple Flix Mafia channel, I mean, what the fuck are you doing? You need to be pistol whipped from like one of those old guns from the Western days, the big huge ones. They look like they got 20-inch rims on them. You need to be whipped with a Gatling gun. Well, I just need to unload one on you. Subscribe to the channel, okay? Now that I'm done threatening you with violence, we're doing good stuff, man. We're continuing to put out videos, whether it's movie reviews or collection updates or just collection videos in general. Doing the Bobcast, obviously. Out and about. A lot's going to be happening. We're going to just keep doing things the way we're doing them, myself, Friday the 14th, in the Viz. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it together, baby. Get it together. Get it together. Okay. There's a bird outside my window just chirping the fuck. I ain't had a bird chirp out my window ever. Go home somewhere, birdie. So, that's what we're doing, man. I'm trying not to cuss the game out here. I'm winning it right now, but that could easily change. It's about to, now that I say that. Give him C! We're just trying to live every day like an upstanding citizen. Let me tell y'all a story real quick. I had an interesting day at work yesterday at Best Buy, okay? I work customer service, so I had two older gentlemen, and when I say old, they're probably in their 60s. And one of them's a war vet. He's got the Vietnam veteran war vet hat on. I don't have a very good track record with Vietnam veteran war vets. That was a kind of a double. That was overkill. Just Vietnam veterans. I got into it with one because he mistaked me for another person and started calling me a liar and yelling in my face, and I never even met him. So that was one issue. This guy comes over to my customer service and is wanting to buy a new iPad, but he's wanting to trade in his old iPad. Okay? Oh, I picked up his phone. We're going to take his back for a touchdown. Anyways, 99 yards. He asked me if I could, what the value of trade-in value is on this iPad, but he tells me it won't power on. So I proceed to say, well, sir, I can't trade it in if it doesn't power on. It won't let me. He goes, Kramer's hacking in there, sorry. And he said, oh, no, you can trade it in. I said, well, I have to try to power it on. He goes, well, just charge it a little bit. I said, all right. So he's standing up there, just being an asshole, right? So 20 minutes goes by. This iPad ain't fucking coming on. I have an iPad. I know how to use them. Even if they're deader than a fucking doornail, if you plug a lightning cable in them, they're going to come on. This iPad was fried, okay? So I tell him, sir, I can't trade it in. It has no value. He goes, well, just get your manager over here. Y'all going to give me some money for this. I said, oh, okay. So I get a manager over. He says the same thing to her. She tells him we're not going to do anything. She walks off. I'm still there with him. He said, well, since you don't want to help me any, just get me this iPad. So I get somebody from the computer department to look for it. He's still at customer service with me. I have a smart water that I just bought. I drank 2 or 3 drinks out of it. He looks at it and says, oh, is that smart water? I said, yes, sir. And he said, I like smart water. I said, yeah, well, we got some over there in the cooler if you want me to get you one. He goes, I want that smart water. I said, oh, okay, I'll go get you one. And he goes, no, I want your smart water. I said, well, that's mine. You can't have mine. I'll go get you one. And then he just stared at me like he was insulted that I didn't give him my water that I paid for. So I walk off to Geek Squad for a second to answer a question. I come back. He's drinking my fucking smart water. Hand to God. He's drinking it. So I flip out. I'm like, sir, what are you doing? That's mine. And he's like, well, I was thirsty. I said, sir, I don't care. I would have went and got you one. You didn't just drink mine? Really? Is that what you're doing? And he looked like confused, like why that was a problem. Like, you backwoods redneck. Of course that's a problem. And he looked at me like, you don't want it back? And I said, no, you slobbered all over it. I don't drink after people. And then there was this standoff. And I'm like, am I fixing to lose my job for a $2 bottle of smart water right now? Is that what's fixing to happen in my life on a Thursday? My last day at Best Buy is going to be me getting into a brawl with a Vietnam vet. So there's this awkward standoff. And then finally he said, man, I'm sorry. I was just fucking with you. Here's the money for the water. I'll buy it. I'm like, but sir, why didn't you just let me go get you a new one? I'm just like, what's wrong with people? And then he proceeds to tell me how he's got 8 rods in his body and he's almost died 3 times and he's escaped multiple VA hospitals because they were mistreating him. And there's no telling how many people what he said too is, I'm a Vietnam vet. You wouldn't believe what I've drank out of. And I don't even want to know what he drank out of. Probably like Vietnamese boys' buttholes. I don't know what he drank out of. But, oh my God, it was bad. So that was yesterday at about 11 a.m., right? So then at about 2:30 p.m., same day, this guy comes up to me, probably about the same age as me, and he's visibly upset, like not mad, but like upset, like something bad happened. He's bringing four HDMI like adapter kind of cables, right? He's trying to return them. They're like $45 a piece. And I'm like, why is he bringing 4 of these in here? So he tells me this long drawn out story about how his dad has dementia and his dad would buy stuff and then knowing he didn't need it, he would buy a bunch of stuff and then he would like just, it would just sit in his house. Well, apparently he said his dad accidentally set his house on fire and burned to death in his own house. And this guy said he's from St. Louis and he came down with his sister to go through what's left of the house and found a bag in one of his dad's cars that had these cables in it. But there wasn't a receipt or anything. And I said, well, man, we have to have a receipt to return them. So he starts going through this whole spiel. He starts crying to me. So I say, hold on, let me go get a manager. So I know something's weird. But I'm like, well, he's crying. Like, what's going on? So I check our inventory of that item. It says that we had like 5 of them. Well, 4 of them are at customer service. I go back to where they're at. There's none on the shelf. So I'm like, okay, this dude probably just went back there, picked those up, and is trying to return them for store credit. So I'm trying to stall him while we're checking footage, and he finally says, well, I'll just come back because I'm acting like I'm having to wait for an approval from a manager, which I wasn't. And he leaves, and sure enough, after he leaves about 5 minutes, I was trying to stall him as much as I could. 5 minutes after he left, the footage showed that he walked in with nothing. So he went and just took them off the shelf and tried to return them and made up a story about his dad dying. He was crying in front of me. This motherfucker made all this shit up to try to get $160 worth of store credit from Best Buy. He made up a fake death about his father. That's the kind of people I deal with on a daily basis. That's usually a once or twice a year kind of situation, the two that I just talked about. But just know that people are, when I tell you that people are shitty for the most part, it takes a special fucked up to make up something like that just for some fucking store credit, man. Like what is wrong with people, bro? I don't understand, man. People are ridiculous. People are ridiculous, man. My Tennessee Titans are playing like dog shit. They started off that first game and killed the Browns, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, we're doing something. And then we lost to the Colts. And then last night, we lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mariota got sacked 9 times. Look here. I'm going to talk to y'all right now. It's time to part ways with Marcus Mariota. I am a team Marcus Mariota. I have been for years. I've been defending him. But we're not going to ever be a contender team with him as our quarterback. We're just not. He holds on to the ball way too long, and when he does throw it, most of the time it's not accurate at all. They're trying to throw the offensive line under the bus. And I was at first, but then I started looking. I rewatched some of the game last night, and he was just holding on to the ball too long. It's just time, man. We need to go ahead and let Tannehill rock out for the rest of the year and then see what we can do, because Marcus is in a contract year this year anyways. So if he doesn't play good enough, we're not going to re-sign him. And the way things are going, we better not re-sign him. Because he's – and I'm always about Marcus Mariota. I defend him when everybody else talks shit about him. I've defended him on YouTube, on Facebook, you know, when people lash out on him. But it's just time, man. He's just not – he's proving that he's just not – consistent, bro. He's not a consistent quarterback. You know what I mean? And another thing that is killing me about the NFL this year too, man, is they're calling way too many penalties, bro. It's getting to the point where you can't do anything on offense or defense. You can't touch the quarterback at all. That's been a thing for years. But it's getting worse. And now you can't even block anybody when you're on offense because they call holding every play. It was so bad that Tom Brady tweeted about how he wasn't going to watch the game anymore because of the ridiculous penalties. Like, it's come to a point where it's so hard to watch because it's just not fun to watch. The players can't feel like they can play because shit like that keeps happening. They get penalties called on them every play. I don't know, man. NFL needs to do better, bro. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? They just need to do better, baby. Just do better. I can do better. Who was that, Joe? Who was that? I can love you better. I don't know who that was. Who gives a shit, Chad? Nobody. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hopefully y'all will enjoy these. These may not be as dope as the car ones, but they may be. Who gives a shit? I mean, who knows? I just know that I love y'all, and I appreciate the support, okay? So we're going to keep doing what we damn do every day, and we're going to make it happen. I got to work here. What time is it? I got about 2 more hours to spare. I gotta go to work. I gotta work at 2 to 10 today and tomorrow, so that's gonna be fun. That's gonna be fun times, baby. I just threw an interception. Awesome. Awesome, guys. Great way to end that drive on the fucking 1 yard line. Damn it. Shoo shoo, baby. You hear some dinging going off, that's the group chat with me and Tony and Jordan and Paul. It's staying it stays going off with a horror movie related text. Pretty excited though, man. The new Rambo comes out today, or it's out now. I'm going to go try to see it. I'm off Sunday, Monday. I'm going to try to go see it Monday. That's the plan. You know what I mean? That is the plan. I got a feeling old Stallone's going to die in this one, man. I got a feeling old John Rambo's going to kick the bucket in this new one. It's getting good reviews. I'm a fan of all of them. A lot of people aren't fans of the fourth one because of it's so much blood. I think it's amazing. I think it's so violent and so awesome. But that's just me. You know what I mean? Well, there's a lot of people that like it, Chad. Don't be hard on yourself, man. You're always so hard on yourself. Woo! I'm going to need them to chill out on the remakes, man. And the reboots and the sequels and the rehashes. I see they're trying to reboot Saved by the Bell. Stop. They're trying to do a reboot of Cobra, the Stallone movie. Why? They're rebooting Saw. They're rebooting everything. I saw where they're doing another sequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm like, that's supposed to be a direct sequel from the first one. But that's what the 2013 one was. That was terrible. So I don't get it, man. Let's just milk it. Let's just milk anything we can milk to keep us from not having to come up with an original story. Whatever we can do to keep from making an original story, let's do that. Let's not focus on making original content. Let's just rehash something that's already been made and run it into the fucking ground. Calm down, Chad. Calm down, Chatty. Calm down, Chatty Bobby. He thought because we're not in the car, I mean, we ain't going to get no karaoke. You know what I mean? Wannabe rebels didn't have a clue. We were young. Shoo, 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 shoo. God, I'm karaokeing Kenny Chesney. That's how you know that I'm low down. Because I am not a fan of old Kenny Chesney. I really do appreciate y'all, man. You know, the fact that anybody listens to these podcasts at all is funny. Because I put no production effort into them at all. So I really do appreciate it. Because I'd like to do video podcasts. That would be great. And at some point that may be a thing. I don't know. But it's just not right now. As much content as I've been doing lately, it's just easier for me to do audio for podcasting. But who's to say that I won't do something like that in the future, man? We did some back, you know, a couple years back with the boy Chance, and we only did about 8 or 9 episodes, but they were fun, man. Had Upchurch as a guest on one. Had some of my buddies from school. Had some people I've done music with. My buddy Squinch, Jamie Pearl. We had my boy Johnny Cashville was Uncle Randy, which is hilarious. That was a hilarious episode. So yeah, those were good times, man. My favorite episode I ever did was the one I did with my buddy Slinky and Bobby J. It's so ridiculous. You can just look up the Chad Arm Show on YouTube and you'll see those ridiculous episodes. Threw another pick. That's awesome, man. My third one of the game, I think. Arizona, you're not this good, bro. Like, stop fooling me. Like, you're not this good. So stop. Stop it. Stop! So a couple movies I want to be seeing, man. Obviously, I want to see the new Rambo. I kind of want to see that Brad Pitt space movie. Now that I've got that AMC movie pass, like, fuck it. You know, why not? Just see whatever. But I definitely want to see Haunt. I know Jordan saw it and said it was good. Ivy said it's his favorite horror movie of this year so far. He loved it. So I definitely want to see that. It's not in any of the theaters around here, but it's on demand. So what I may do is just wait till it comes out on Blue and just buy it, you know. I want to see Three from Hell, but I didn't go to the Fathom events. I just couldn't justify spending $18 or $17 to go see it. When it comes out in like 3 weeks on 4K, I can get it, you know, for that price and own it. So I've heard mixed things about it too, man. One thing I do not like about it is that Sid Haig's only in like 5 minutes, which I had a feeling he wasn't going to be in it long because of his health. Sid Haig seems to be in really bad health right now, which really sucks. But, I mean, he's over 80. He's like 81 years old or something. And I'm sure he's lived a rough life as far as, like, partying and stuff like that. So, but I've heard good things about it. I've heard mixed, though. I mean, it's, you know, I've heard good and bad. So I'll be picking that up when it comes out. I'm trying to think of what else is coming out in October. You know, they try to get a lot of stuff coming out. I know that new, what's it called? The new Dr. Sleep. That doesn't look like, I mean, I may go see it. Again, with that Unlimited app, you know, I'm not out any money other than my monthly fee. It's like 18 bucks or something a month. So I need to go see as many movies as I can just to get my money's worth, you know. So I may go see that one. I thought It Chapter 2 was great. It got a lot of hate, and people, there's a lot of stuff, people that didn't like it, which I thought it was great, man. I mean, it was a long movie, but I didn't feel like it dragged at all. I thought that was a great one. What else is coming out? Oh, you got that Irishman movie coming out, which I'm excited to see. It's Netflix. It's the Martin Scorsese movie with De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. I heard it's like 3.5 hours long, though, which that's usually how those gangster movies are, man. You know, Goodfellas, Casino. Goodfellas is like 2.5. Casino is like right at 3 hours. And those are two of my favorite movies of all time, so. But it's just, it's hard to put any kind of hope into, like, new movies, man. It's hard. Especially with De Niro and Pacino and Pesci, like, being so old. Hopefully that it'll be really good, man. Scorsese is one of my favorite directors, you know. So, I guess we'll find out soon enough, man. I think it's coming out in either this month or next month. So, yeah, man. Just trying to make shit crack. You know, make it crack a like, old baby. Chatty motherfucking Bobcast. Bobcat. Bobcast. Ira. Episode 25. Quarter Million. Yeah, this battle rap stuff's really been going well for me, man. I've been a huge fan of it for so long. And I should have been blogging on battle rap years ago, but I don't know why I never did. But I'm glad that I finally am, because I've always watched it. I've never stopped watching it. So it's going really well, you know what I mean? We're approaching the 8,000 subscriber mark on the Chatty Bobby channel, and we're trying to close in on 1,000 subscribers for Triple Flicks Mafia. I think we're close to like, I want to say we're close to 700 right now, so I'm excited about that, man. And the Triple Flicks channel, we do just because we love it. We don't monetize anything on that channel. We just do it to have fun, and you know, it's more of a laid back channel. We still put consistent content on it, but we're excited for everything that we get on there. But I'm excited too about doing the 31 days of horror for October on my solo channel, because I've never actually done that and did it the whole month. But I'm gonna pre-record the videos. I've got like 6 episodes already uploaded onto my channel to be scheduled out, and then I'm just gonna record another 6 or 7 on my days off this weekend, to where I can get out in front of it. Because that's the problem when you start to do stuff like that. If you get out in front of it, then you're all right. But if you don't, that's where you get in trouble. That's what I was doing back when I was recording those. I recorded reviews of all the SummerSlams, WrestleManias, Royal Rumbles, and all that. That's what I had to do with those. That was several years ago on my channel when I was doing a lot of wrestling stuff. I just don't watch wrestling anymore, man. I'm going to watch AEW when it starts coming on, probably. But I don't watch WWE at all anymore. I've only watched one pay-per-view this year, and that was WrestleMania, and that's probably the next time that I'll watch it. I'll probably watch Royal Rumble in January, but other than that, I'm just not into it anymore, man. I just don't like the product anymore. I have the network still, but I just watch old stuff on it. You know? I think AEW is doing a lot of great stuff right now. I'm looking forward to seeing them on TNT. That's going to be dope. But it's just hard to keep up, man, between watching battle rap religiously, you know, watching so many horror movies with my buddies, and then then working full time, and then trying to watch all the wrestling that's on TV. You just can't. There's not enough hours in the day for me. I'd have to quit my job and just make zero money to get all that watch, which, you know, that wouldn't work. So, but either way, man, you know, I love you. Let's see, we've talked movies, we've talked wrestling, we've talked battle rap, we've talked gaming, we've talked sports. I told you some horrible stories. So, you know, we're kind of trying to hit all spectrums here. The Chatty Bobcast is still going, man. We're still doing well. Again, however you're listening to this, whatever it may be, it's on, you know, a lot of different outlets. And the majority of my listeners come from Apple. Apple Podcast. And I get a few views on YouTube. I put them on the Triple Flix channel for people that are just watching it on there, but also as a home for the podcast, you know. If people want to go to YouTube to listen to it, they can do that. I did pre-order the iPhone 11 Pro Max. I just bit the bullet, man. I have the iPhone X that I've had since day one, like 2 years ago, I think. And I was thinking about getting a new camera for my channel just to up the quality to 4K. And when the new iPhone came out, I found out the 11 Pro has a front-facing camera that shoots in 4K at 60 frames a second. That's ridiculous. I think it's 60. Either way, it's front-facing 4K, and the quality on it is insane. So I was like, well, that's perfect. And I got like $600 credit for my trade-in on my phone with Verizon. So it's only going to be like $25 a month on my bill. And it's pre-ordered. The official release date's today. But a lot of them are already back ordered, so it'll probably be next week before I get it, which I'm not in a hurry to get it because I still have a phone. So, but I'm really excited about that, man. So look forward to the content if you're a fan of the channel. Look forward to seeing better quality content as far as video quality on the channel here in the next couple of weeks once I get the phone and get everything set up. Look forward to seeing that, man. And that's just what we're doing, man. That's what we're doing with shit. We're just trying to keep putting out content for y'all and entertaining you while entertaining ourselves. You know? And if you're new to the podcast, I appreciate you coming in. If you're a regular listener, I appreciate you for sticking around. We've done 25 of these jokers, and we're still here, you know? I appreciate all the support that we get, man, however it is that you're doing it. And I'll always be appreciative of that. We may win this game, guys. We're up 34-20. I think we're going to win this one. There's 2 minutes left, but it's Madden, so you can never count anything out because the Madden glitches in here are real. Oh, we'll give another touchdown now. Keating Seegs. So we put him to sleep with that one. Again, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get off here and finish this game up and get ready for work. But I appreciate all the support from each and every one of y'all again. Myself, Chatty Bobby, appreciates it. The Triple Flix Mafia, which is myself, The Viz, and Friday the 14th, we always appreciate it. We're going to keep putting out content for y'all. Y'all just stay tuned and just remember, don't get into a... don't get into any kind of arguments with Vietnam vets. It's just not, you're going to lose. Okay? You didn't take anything else away from this Bobcast, then take that away. I love the shit out of y'all. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch.